Not all murders are terrorist in nature, but at times they are, especially when we call it an assassination. I have referred on many occasions to the wave theory of terrorism as espoused by US academic David Rappaport, a theory I happen to like a lot. In a nutshell, Dr. Rappaport looked at terrorism across the centuries, dating back to the mid-1800s, and found grosso modo that you could distinguish four broad waves, each of which lasts for 30 to 40 years on average. The first such period he termed the anarchist wave. It was exemplified by a motley bunch of actors in many countries who sought to overthrow regimes through the use of violence, more specifically, the elimination of a head of state. Among their so-called achievements were the assassination of Tsar Alexander II of Russia on March 1, 1881, the fatal stabbing of French President Sadi Carnot on June 24, 1884, the deadly shooting of Spanish Prime Minister Canovas del Castillo on August 8, 1897, and the killing of U.S. President William McKinley on September 6, 1901. The president succumbed to his wounds 8 days later on September the 14th. These terrorists spoke of what they call the, quote, propaganda of the deed, unquote. Specific political actions meant to be exemplary to others and serve as a catalyst for revolution. In other words, by killing world VIPs, the masses are spurred to rise up and seize power. The fact that it never actually led to such revolts, although maybe the Russian Revolution of 1917 is a true example, but I am not an expert in that regard, should not take away from the fear and damage these actors caused. Speaking of actors, a real thespian carried out one of history's most famous assassinations on this day in 1865. John Wilkes Booth shot and killed President Abraham Lincoln at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., a scant 5 days after Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered his massive army at Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia, effectively ending the American Civil War. A vigorous supporter of the Southern cause, Booth was outspoken in his advocacy of slavery and his particular hatred of Abraham Lincoln. After he shot the president in the back of the head, he leapt from the theater box to the stage shouting, "Sic semper tyrannis," Latin for "thus always to tyrants." He escaped, but was later found and shot dead. Booth may not have been an anarchist, but his deed was very much political in nature. As I've always said, terrorism is a serious act of violence stemming from underlying political, ideological, or religious motives. How else can this act be interpreted if not one of terrorism?
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.